مرحبا بك يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, my dear brother, I have two different points to clarify that related to your question. Please focus on it. The first point, my dear brother, absolutely, you need to be sure that such athar authentic, it's authentic to its narrators. Don't make up or made up things, or for example, spreading things that it's you are not sure about is authentic or not. But normally when this kind of athar come from a correct source, knowledgeable source, inshallah it's authentic, because out of the trustworthy with those kind of resources. For example, يعني when you mention an athar from a book that belonged to Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, an athar that from a book belonged to Ibn Baz, for example, those are knowledgeable people, and for sure when they mention such athar and narrations, they will mention it in their books with the يعني they will be sure that is authentic to them. You understand? So this is more than enough. So this is the first point. The second point, my dear brother, حفظك الله وراك, I would like from you and the brothers to realize this point. إخواني بالله, what lots of our brothers and sisters are doing in social media by making boosters of statements belong to the Salaf and spread it everywhere to the people. Talking for example about the Sunnah, talking for example about the Ibadah, talking for example about the Akhlaq, this and that. It's something good if it's the purpose of it and the result of encouraging people to be better in terms of the Deen and Dunya. Okay, but when you are realizing, when you are publishing or spreading kind of athar connected with the way how you're supposed to deal with matters, you understand? Either for example with awliya al-umur, either for example with the people in general, either for example with the innovators, either for example, etc. You need to be sure that this athar, if it's authentic, يعني the athar carried with it kind of explanation to make it clear in details for those who are going to read it. Don't send such type of athar that in a general method so everyone can understand and apply it by his own way and desires. You understand? Because sometimes such athar can be understood and applied by such dangerous way. For example, يعني one of the brothers, he published an athar belonging to Imam Malik rahmahullah ta'ala, when he said بئس أهل الهوى لا يسلم عليه. أهل الهوى are bad people and we are not going to give them salam. أهل الهوى people of desires. So this man, he take it like this in general, and whoever he think that he's among أهل الهوى, he just doesn't give him salam and doesn't reply salam to him. So he's end up by boycotting everybody, including his own family, because he used the athar of Imam Malik, بئس أهل الهوى لا يسلم عليه, for example. You understand? This is absolutely wrong. And believe me, if Malik was in front of me, he will scold you, because this is not his method and this was not what he was doing, rahimahullah ta'ala. Such matter and such athar, suppose if you want to publish it, you need to publish it with a correct understanding and a correct explanation in details to clarify the method of this imam, for example. Otherwise, don't. Sometimes you will destroy more than you fix, and you will cause us a really serious damage. You understand? So you need to understand such issues have details in them of the Salaf. It's not in all circumstances and situations it just be sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhim. You understand? So such athar and such statements belong to the Salaf and the ulama need to be spreaded with a specific way, with a details way, with a clarifications way. Otherwise, don't cause damage for yourself and for others. So you need to differentiate between these things, ya akhwani fillah. أعاننا الله إياكم وفقنا الله إياكم.